Good evening, Sister Saints, Sister Deb from don'tperish.com. Today, I thought we'd remind ourselves about 1 Corinthians 14:33 that says God is not of confusion, but of peace. And I just want to warn us all to be on guard for confusion, and recognizing it can be a tool to help us discern situations and issues in communications with others. And so I just want to say, obviously, not all confusion is evil, because we clearly see the apostles teaching the doctrines to those who didn't know. So if they're confused, they want to know how to follow them, what is right, what is wrong, what to forsake. And that would go for like new people or some people who may have had some deceptive doctrine taught to them that they're trying to wrestle through. And that could come until somebody understands it. And then it's a lot of wrestling to get to the answer. But you see people who are like really trying to strive forward in it and obey God in all areas. And they'll obviously, they're going to be putting the scriptures first as their authority, and they're going to be willing to wrestle through it all. And the Bible says in Romans 15:6, that we're all supposed to come to unity, that ye may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. So if you know people who are claiming Christ and the fruit of their lives looks like it, and there's a few things of confusion here and there, and everybody's working for resolution or whatever, that's a good thing, because there's effort and trials and people working hard to come to the truth. And then there will be a resolution at some point. So in this case, we're talking about 1 Corinthians 14. The confusion I'm talking about is the kind that's not based in Scripture. And it's when people take you outside of the Scripture and they cause confusion and turmoil within the relationship or the body. And oftentimes that usually happens when you try to correct them or help them to see something biblical, obviously. And it's most often a maneuver tactic from them to hide their sins. And they usually end up blaming you for the whole issue. And it's just like a big roller coaster. Oftentimes by the time you're done, I know me, I'm shaking my head going, I don't even know what's going on here. This is not right. And they don't usually come after you and bring the word. Sometimes they do and they try to twist it, but a lot of times what they do is go after your character and how you say something or how you did it. And it's a lie. And we get that a lot in our ministry. Like, someone will email and they'll say, "You teach lies and heresy." And that's it. And so Brother James will ask them if they'll show us what the lies and heresy is that they're talking about. And a lot of times they'll come back with something like, "Oh, you won't listen to me," or "You're prideful and filled with hate," or "You think you're the only one going to heaven." And they won't even answer why they emailed in the first place and what's wrong. They won't bring the scriptures. They just bring character attacks and confusion. And so Brother James tries to ask them to go over the gospel and then share their testimony, why they say what they do. And because we care about people, we don't want to just brush them off. You know, if we're standing out on the street and somebody said something to us, even if it wasn't nice, we always give them something of God's word, because maybe they'll repent. And anyway, so if Brother James sends that, they'll come back with something like, "Oh, now you're trying to trick me," or something like, you're changing the subject. And all the while they just like totally forget, or not forget, they purposely don't even answer why they're accusing you of something. And so that causes a lot of confusion. And yeah, I was just thinking of another one. You know, we get a lot of people, we'll talk to them and they'll talk about how they came out of the world and they're stripping their lives down and they're trying to walk in holiness and obedience, and we see a lot of the things the same, and they want a Bible study together and divide the word and bring houses into unity, and they want regular fellowship. And then all of a sudden we hardly hear from them. And then they'll pop up and reach out when they need something or have a question or something, and then they disappear again, and they just do this like here and there. And it causes a lot of confusion, because you can't get to know that person. And it really just seems like they're just using people instead of caring about someone else. You know, we're supposed to be caring about our brothers and sisters. And how can we help somebody? Well, you can't help somebody if they don't want help, but yet it goes both ways. We're supposed to help people. Other people are supposed to help you. And it all works like the body interacting together. And the Bible says it's better to give than to receive. So if everybody were giving, then everybody who needed to receive would be receiving from everybody who's giving. So anyway, you see all the different situations in these. And there was another one I just dealt with, and I'll just tell you what, sisters, it would take me an hour to explain the whole thing to you. And I'll tell you, it started off over one, I gave her a couple scripture verses on things pertaining to women, and she didn't even answer it. And she gave me the name of a false teacher, and I tried to warn her of it, and she accused me of twisting her words when I gave them back to her on the text and said, "So you sent this. I'm just trying to understand." Anyway, oh, it was a massive confusion. I ended up being called the accuser of the brethren and stuff just when I tried to warn her about false teachers, who she admitted it was a false teacher. I mean, it's just insanity in some of these things. And you could see the darkness in these situations, and that's not right. God is light. He's not dark. 1 John 1:5 says, let's see. "This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all." That means there's no confusion either. There may be a misunderstanding in the scriptures, but it's not that total mass chaotic confusion. And so basically in all this, I remind myself, when we encounter confusion and disorder from people, that it's not good and it's not godly, and to watch and be prepared, as it may be a worker of the evil one. And we've seen that. But it doesn't mean that we automatically cut off people, because we want to make sure that it is what it is. And God's word will always reveal who truly loves his word and who doesn't, at that time anyway. And because we love our neighbor and we care for their soul, we want to continue trying. But we proceed with caution. And of course, Jesus said, "Be wise as a serpent and gentle as a dove." And so when you see a situation like that, it's very confusing, and you know it probably is what it is, but because you love them and you love God, you want to love your neighbor, and you want to give them the most opportunities for the truth. And then it'll get to a point that either the confusion stops and it all comes in line with God's word, or they won't repent and they need to be separated until they do. And so I could be here all day with all different kinds of examples, but I'm sure some of you know exactly what I'm talking about. And the Holy Spirit does guide us in a lot of this. And anyway, sisters, that's just a quick encouragement to us to always be prepared and watching and discerning and judging fruit, not just words. And we got to make sure everything people do and say lines up with the scriptures, and that includes ourselves. And of course, we want to have our Ephesians 6 armor on all the time. And so I'm just going to leave us with this. Let's see, 2 Corinthians 11:13-15. "For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works." All right, sisters, I hope you all have a joyous evening, and I love you all. May God be praised.